We're going into 2020, people. You have to use what you have to the best of your ability. Let me break down this quick story in just a second. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go. So recently I was hanging out with some friends during the holiday break, one of which is a chef, an awesome chef, by the way. And he's trying to launch a restaurant, which is a very big deal and a very big undertaking. He's really not happy about the fact that he hasn't been able to get the progress that he thought he would have by this point. However, he is now working as a chef in a smaller restaurant where he actually has more control over some of the menus, the plates, the options, the meals. And so I asked him, I said, so what are you doing at your current restaurant in order to help you get the skills, the experience, the information that you need in order to launch your own restaurant? And he told me so many things. He talked about learning about their marketing. He talked about learning about P&L statements. He talked about learning about staffing and insurance. And so all of those things were great. I said, okay, this is awesome. This is great. You are using, even though you do not like this particular position, you are using this opportunity as a way to inform you on your next steps. And he said, yeah. I said, have you started testing out meals? And he's like, what do you mean? I said, well, you're in control of the kitchen, right? You're like the head chef. He's like, yeah. I said, but the things that you really want to cook are different than what you actually cook on your menu, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, how hard would it be for you to try out some of the stuff that you want to have on your menu, but offer it up in the restaurant that you're currently working in? And he was like, oh, that's a great idea. Literally a week later, he hits me up and he's like, Mario, I've been testing this thing out. This is really, really working. In other words, what he ended up doing is he ended up using the customers that are coming into someone else's restaurant and is testing out some of the dishes that he plans to do at his own place in the future with that focus group. And he worked it out with the restaurant that he was like, hey, I just want to try out some new recipes. And maybe if these things take off, we'll add some of these to the menu. I told him, here's the thing. When you offer that up, make sure you talk to the owner about that these recipes have to have your name associated with it. That it can't just be a recipe that is from this restaurant. It has to be a recipe by, I don't want to give out the person's name. He told me not to share that part, but I'm going to give a fictitious name, by Charles. So if it's a new jambalaya, the menu should say Jambalaya by Charles. So what I was teaching him in that moment was the fact that he has the power to negotiate something that can build his personal brand, but something that still brings value to the restaurant itself. And then the third bonus is he gets to try out things that he would like to try out later down the road when he has his own restaurant, but he would be using the existing restaurant as the focus group and the playground where he can make all his mistakes and still keep his day job. So my point of this whole story is to make sure that no matter what situation you're in right now, your job is to try to find the silver lining. Your job is to try to find that one thing you need to learn, that one thing that you can try, that one collaboration, that one partnership. Your job is to use what you have right now to the best of your ability. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Let's go.